Yay, welcome to New Wins at Noon, ladies and gentlemen, or New Music Mondays, depending on where you're listening. So we're also posting this bad boy as a podcast on Apple and Stitcher every Monday. So if you want to check out old episodes, and if you just really like the sound of my voice, you just find the link on our website, or search Dropout Radio, New Music Mondays, on Apple Podcast thingy app. You know, the purple one. So I was super excited this week. We got over 17 submissions to Dropout Radio, and that's super awesome. Thanks so much, guys. If you have a track you think we should be playing, especially if it's a new one, send it in by signing up for an account at dropoutentertainment.ca. Last week turned out pretty interesting week in the UFO front, if you follow that front at all. The New York Times published an article, which I just finished reading before I was just about to read it again and thought, no, I've got to record that radio show right now. Yeah, it's a pretty big trip. If you haven't read it, I definitely suggest checking out the nytimes.com. So first up, let me talk about Queens and Kings, and not the ones from England that may or may not turn out to be lizard people. I mean, you know, we'll just have to wait and see on that one. No, the Queens and Kings I'm talking about are the post-punk garage rock duo from Toronto, Canada. I don't personally know what post-punk garage rock means, but I can tell you that if you're a fan of Metric or Jack White, there's a good chance you're gonna like Queens and Kings. This is the band's newest single, You Got Me. Queens and Kings. There, that was You Got Me. Moving on, I want to describe Lauren Carson here for a minute. She's described as having a voice that satisfies the craving for melted butter. Rich creamery butter. I know how that craving feels. Lauren Carson certainly has a voice that should be listened to and appreciated a little bit more. Carson actually submitted a previous work of hers called Morning Coffee, which I totally dug. When I looked up, I saw she had some newer work out in 2020, so that's what we're playing. This is called People Watching. It's arguably a stronger song, in my opinion, than Morning Coffee. The lyrics are a little bit more complex, and there's a little bit more layers of instruments. You know, you can hear it. You can hear it in the song. Let's take a listen. This is People Watching by Lauren Carson.
People watching just isn't the same. When all the people you watch, you can name. When the tired eyes and shuffled steps and stories you know and struggles you get. People watching is fun until you stop watching empty lives refill. You can see the deflation, mindless rotation, like a flat. Downhill. It's funny you can watch your own home degrade, but you don't notice till you come home. From time spent growing, now you're grown home and notice all the places you've lost their place. Names without faces, two faces, it's still. People watching just isn't the same when you already know what'll happen today. Mary will fill her cup up by three. And empty it all in the Brock Street alley. Peter on the corner, frostbitten toe. Will play the guitar with his heart and soul. Love and the blues, end of decade news. But you've got no change. That's today's excuse. It's funny you can watch your own home degrade, but you don't notice till you come home. From time spent growing, now you've grown home and notice all the places who've lost their place. And names without faces, two faces, it's still.
See, that's good. It's good to slow things down once in a while in 2020 and take a minute to reflect on the fact that we're at least all here. And that's got to be something. It's got to be something, right? Let it not be said that skate punk can't change the world. Well, maybe not on its own, but like all music, it's food for our creative mind, at the very least. When I was a kid, we made fun of skate punk a lot, or mall punk as it was known to the semi-judgmental Toronto scene of the early 2000s. If a career starts out in skate punk and leads to some new government disclosure on UFOs or UAPs or whatever they're called out there, then cheers for skate punk or mall punk or yeah, whatever. Sadly, the days of Blink 182 releasing new music that's actually really good is probably less likely than the real existence of UFOs at this point. Yeah, 2020 is a weird year. That doesn't mean we're at a loss for good new skate punk, though. Like some of the absolute best Canadian skate punk bands, All the Time Everywhere is from the West Coast, more specifically from Banff, Alberta, the only place in the world where deer are free to roam luxury fashion boutiques, or so is my understanding. This is Partition by All the Time Everywhere.
As the war drums and the wind blows, and the snake pit has its feast, and I'll sit alone and ponder, toil in victory, too much energy inside me, so I loop it on repeat and I say, and you're blinded and you're up for what you celebrate, you are gifted but you're lost in such a fragile state.
Yes, I officially endorse a little mall punk. I mean skate punk in your diet, in your musical diet. You know what, guys, that is it for me. Thank you so much for joining me on New Ones at Noon or New Music Mondays. If you're joining me on Monday, thank you for joining me. If you're joining me on Wednesday, thank you for joining me. And if you're joining me on Friday, where were you the other days? But thank you for joining me anyway. New Music at Noon is available on Dropout Radio, which you can listen to at dropoutentertainment.ca. You can also submit tracks there and listen to music and read all about music and get music news and good stuff like that. Dropout Radio is available on the MyTuner Radio app. And this podcast can be downloaded on Apple or Stitcher Podcasts. And from dropoutentertainment.ca, you know, just come straight to the source for awesome Canadian music. dropoutentertainment.ca, and follow us on social media and stuff too. Just search Dropout Entertainment on everything and just Google it and then click on all the links. It'll be great. Thanks for joining me, guys. This has been in Toronto. This has been New Music at Noon, and now here's more Canadian independent music. You're listening to Dropout Radio.